After dinner, Anya sat on her sleeping bag, which was placed atop a thick bed of pine needles. The fire spit and hissed nearby, sending warmth out into the cool night. The combination of solid food, scent of pine, and the radiating heat of the fire had dulled the pain in her shoulder, but only a little.
It really is beautiful out here.
Places like this are very special when you find them, especially more or less by accident.
How so?
Acolytes journey to areas like this to test themselves. The sheer power of the waterfall is enough to both inspire and terrify.
What makes it scary?
Would you take off your clothes, wade out into the freezing waters, and meditate while the waterfall crashes down on you?
But I'm not an acolyte.
Perhaps. But you don't necessarily have to take religious vows to seek spiritual enlightenment. Many people opt to find their own way to such ideals through processes similar to those following a traditional path. This waterfall might be one of them.
Anya looked at the wall of water cascading down from high above them. The bank they had chosen to camp on was a good 200 yards away, and the resulting spray of water hitting the rocks below didn't reach them. But the constant roar echoed all around them. She realized they wouldn't hear anyone approaching their camp. But then again, no one would hear them over the din of the waterfall.
I wonder how they stand it.
The water? I'm still trying to figure out how I did.
You've done it? You've actually meditated under a waterfall?
Well, not this waterfall, but yeah, I did.
So what did you think?
Honestly, at first I thought my testicles were going to be the size of raisins when I was finished. And not good-sized raisins either. I mean really tiny, tiny raisins.
Yeah, I get it.
But you know, after I was in there and trying to calm myself down, relax my heartbeat, breathe, meditate, that kind of thing, I actually found that it wasn't so bad. The mind controls the body, not vice versa. Anything really is possible if you believe in it hard enough. We create our own reality every day, but most of us just don't realize it. You see the moon?
Sure.
And now look at the water below it. The moon's reflection is there too, right?
Yeah.
But you also see the ripples in the pool coming from the water hitting the rocks and all that stuff.
Of course.
So is that a true reflection of the moon then?
I'm not sure I follow you here, Ken.
I didn't mean to get so out there on you. I hope I'm not spoiling the evening.
You're not.
Good. Think of it this way. A lot of people would look at the sky and see the moon, and then look at the reflection of the moon, and say they were two completely different things. On one level, they'd be right. After all, one is, in fact, the actual moon, and one is but a reflection. But on another level, they're wrong. Yes, the moon's reflection does not look like the moon, but that doesn't make it a false representation. The reflection of the moon in the water shows how the moon truly appears in this time and place. The person looking at the moon, or the person looking in the mirror, might want the reflection to be perfect, the way they want to see themselves. But in reality, there is no perfection in the person looking in the mirror. There are faults and problems that need to be addressed. Only then will the reflecting surface be as peaceful and calm as what it reflects.
I knew someone, a good friend of mine a long time ago, who always tried to take the easy path. Instead of working harder, she would always look for the path of least resistance. She came from a broken home, abused, that sort of thing. All her life, she blamed her failings on that past.
What happened to her?
She took the path of least resistance off a rooftop in Chicago.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, I hope she's at least happier now than she was in this life.
You think she was right?
Of course not. God, using that line of thinking, I'd have just as much right to kill myself as the next idiot. I never knew my parents. I had problems growing up just like everyone else. But I dealt with it. I don't let it be an anchor that would end up drowning me.
A true warrior, Anya.
Well, I appreciate the sentiment.
It's not empty sentiment. It's a statement of fact. What I've seen of you, you don't let adversity beat you. You rise above it. Look at how you've been today.
How have I been today?
Your shoulder was killing you earlier. I could see the strain on your face. At times, it looked pretty bad, and I thought we might really need to get you down to the hospital. But I could also see the determination in you. Your spirit commanded and your body obeyed. Even as you sit there right now, your pain has lessened, hasn't it?
Somewhat, yes.
So you see that it does work. Your mind and spirit are more than capable of healing what ails you. You only need to get yourself out of the way in order for the process to be utter and complete.
What are you driving at?
That's where you need to go. Inside.
Anya took a breath and closed her eyes. She replayed the words Ken had spoken and felt her gut pushing her in a direction that seemed unrealistic. But when she put aside her conscious thought, she realized it all made perfect sense. She opened her eyes.
Well, that was interesting.
Was it?
Yes. I didn't expect something so fast.
It's amazing what we're capable of when we get out of our way and let it happen naturally.
Speaking of natural...
Are you going somewhere?
Oh, don't you know already?
Anya started unbuttoning her shirt.
Anya!
You know, it seemed crazy at first, but now it seems like the most natural thing in the world, doesn't it?
I suppose, but...
I mean, I shouldn't even fight it any longer. It's right here in front of me, and I've been trying to deny what I felt. But that's not the way to do it, is it? According to you, I should just go boldly forth and embrace what I feel, right?
I suppose so.
Anya pulled off her shirt and unhooked her bra.
Hey, it's a little cold out here.
Ken watched her with a strange look on his face. She smiled.
What?
Nothing. Please don't let me stand in the way of whatever it is you're about to do.
Anya slid out of her pants and panties and laid them on the ground. Then she stood before Ken wearing only a smile.
Don't you know, silly? I'm going under that waterfall.
Anya could feel Ken's eyes on her as she walked toward the frigid waters of the pond. Whatever vestiges of modesty she had left had vanished when her panties had come off. For his part, Ken seemed unaffected by the sight of Anya standing naked before him, something that only disturbed Anya for a moment before she realized that he would not allow any emotion to show on his face when presented with that situation. Inside, he must have been one hormonally carbonated mess. The coldness grabbed at her feet. She felt her body wanting to stop and turn around. She stood on a small rock facing the deeper water. Her legs were already thundering with shakes brought on by the cold.
What in the world am I doing?
Anya stepped off the rock and sank into the water.
God.
Ken stood on the bank of the pond watching her, but made no move to assist. Anya knew he'd come in if she needed him, but she didn't need him. At least, not yet. She made her way toward the waterfall. The closer she got, the colder the water became. She could see her breath misting in front of her face in stark contrast to the water. There was a narrow ledge of stone directly beneath the main torrent of water. Anya stepped onto it. The sheer weight of the water almost crumbled her resolve. Combined with the freezing temperatures, just standing there would be a workout in and of itself. Anya wondered if her legs, after hiking for hours, would be able to stand the exertion. She squatted and then stood up slowly. Her entire body shook. She couldn't suck in breaths and exhale fast enough. The cold and the force of the water were making her shudder. If she didn't figure out how to get through this quickly, she was sure she would get hypothermia and die. She thought about what Ken had talked about. She thought about the few times she'd seen other people trying to meditate and that sort of thing. Without thinking, Anya brought her hands together in front of her stomach, like how she'd seen in the movies. She tried tuning out the waterfall and the cold.
Damn it!
More water seemed to be crashing down on her, as if someone had turned on the faucet full bore, way high up on the mountain. She was going to drown standing under a freezing waterfall trying to meditate, of all things. If her friends could see her now. She almost grinned, but her teeth were chattering far too much. She tried blocking out the water and the cold again. She thought about Ken and the hunt for the Vajra and the crazy things they'd been through so far on the trip. But the water roared in her ears, and the cold sucked all the warmth from her body. She shook her head. It wasn't working. How long was she expected to stay here under this onslaught? What was she trying to prove to herself? It didn't make any sense, and Anya found herself getting angry that something as silly as a cold waterfall was going to kill her. She was an accomplished archaeologist, someone who had put in her dirt time on digs that were anything but glamorous, and was now poised for a certain degree of fame and prestige. But she was standing beneath a frigid waterfall in the mountains of Japan, trying to accomplish God knew what, while a guy on shore that she just might have a serious crush on watched her attempt to figure out nature and the path to enlightenment, and make a complete fool of herself instead. She was about to move off the ledge when she noticed that the water didn't feel quite so cold anymore, and neither did the crushing weight of the water feel so suffocating. Something had changed. She started to try meditating again, blocking out the cold in the water, but as soon as she did, they both returned with full ferocity. Anya frowned. When her mind wandered, she didn't so much notice the cold. She didn't try to think about things aside from the waterfall, though. She just noted it, accepted it, and moved on. The cold subsided. Anya smiled. She waved her arms about under the waterfall, enjoying how it felt when the heavy water surged over them. All the pain in her shoulder had vanished as well. Anya nodded, glad, but not silly enough to think that she had cured herself of a rotator cuff injury. It would still need to be looked at, but in the meantime, she could at least function with it as it was. So this was the lesson? That she had to accept things in her life that had the appearance of a trap, and only then would it cease to be one? She frowned. Somehow she expected the lesson would be a little bit more significant than this. But she realized that her expectations had made it more than it was supposed to be. And like the waterfall, she could just simply accept it as it came to her and let it be what it was, with no distortions or disturbances. Anya smiled. That was it. She felt relaxed and calm, and strangely aware. She looked up into the waterfall, seeing the roaring white and blue of water as it frothed and tried to chomp down on her body. But Anya knew how to beat it, by accepting it, and didn't fear the frigid waters any longer. She frowned. Something looked peculiar higher up. Splotches of darkness where there ought to have been light. The rock face behind the waterfall wasn't flat and solid, but more like a honeycomb. A honeycomb, she wondered, that might just be a series of caves. She stepped off the ledge and found herself walking into Ken's arms.
Oh, hello.
I came to help you out of the waterfall.
I see. You had to be naked to do that?
I absolutely did.
How did you know that I was done?
I just knew.
You knew I'd find the answer, didn't you?
For some people, the waterfall is a test they will never be able to surmount. For other people, it is but one more test along the path. You are a warrior, Anya. I've told you that before. And now, you know it's true.
It was amazing.
Anya looked around them. The trees swayed in the breezes. She could hear crickets now that she hadn't heard earlier. Even the moon overhead seemed more brilliant than it had prior to going into the water.
I almost feel like Eve in the Garden of Eden.
Ken kissed her then, his lips closing over her own. She pressed into him, kissing him and letting her lips part as they grew bolder with each breath. Then he pulled back.
Wow.
Is that a good thing?
It's a horrible thing. Come here and do it again.
They moved out of the water, both of them almost dry by the time they got back to their sleeping bags. Anya sank into hers, feeling the material wrap around her in warmth. The fire threw shadows across Ken's skin as he stood in front of Anya. She reached out to him, and he sat down next to her.
Kiss me again.
He did, and Anya drew his sleeping bag over them both, nuzzled herself against the warmth of his skin, and accepted the natural progression of things with a great deal of happiness. Anya stretched out in the sleeping bag. They'd made slow, leisurely love under the stars and the moon, while the crickets and the waterfall serenaded them. It was one of the most utterly relaxing moments in Anya's recent life. She got out of the sleeping bag and slid back into her clothes. Ken did the same. While Anya certainly didn't want the night to end, they did need sleep if they were going to find the mysterious temple where the Vajra lay hidden. She watched Ken pull on a turtleneck sweater. He had been one of the most considerate lovers she'd ever had. And more than ever before, she wanted to help him find the Vajra.
I saw something in the waterfall.
What was that?
I looked up into the water. I thought I saw something farther up.
What?
It looked like it honeycombed inward. Maybe the caves are up there. That's what I was thinking.
Maybe. But you said you looked right into the water. Are you sure you'd be able to see that well, considering it was dark and the rush of water might have distorted your vision?
Well, I saw it, and then I felt a pull toward it.
Okay. We can check it out in the morning. But right now, I think we should get some sleep.
It's been a long day.
Yes. And a hard day, too.
Well, the night was the hard part.
She turned over and closed her eyes, feeling safe and secure in the small glen by the waterfall. She deepened her breathing, and soon enough drifted off into sleep.